I've got Vanessa Kennerney on the line. Hello, Vanessa.
Hiya, Pat. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, no problem. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, there was a piece in the Northside People the week before last, and the headline is Northsiders Urged to Help Chernobyl Kids. And there is a picture of you and your colleagues from the seed testing laboratory in the shot, and you're all wearing your white laboratory coats, and
that's all of us in the seed testing laboratory. We've we fundraised this year. We're hoping to fundraise for the children of Chernobyl. It's 25 years, so we decided as a group to get together and plant 25 oak trees in the Back Western Laboratory Complex.
Okay, is this your first time to get involved with this project?
No, I've been involved for up to 3 years now with the North Dublin Outreach Group. And we've taken in children in our first year. We took in 11 children. We hosted them with families here. And last year we had 18 children. And also we took in 10 children for 10 days who were to go to Bardstown then for care. They were terminally ill children. And this year we hope to take in 20. So it's all looking well, you know.
Right. But this now, the Chernobyl thing has been going on for a long time, isn't that right, Vanessa?
It's been going on. Well, it happened in the 26th of April 1986. It's 25 years, actually over 25 years now, and it still exists there. There still is a problem there. It's just it's forgotten about. A lot of people aren't, it's been so long ago, it's distant in their minds, you know?
Yeah.
But for some of us, we're still very much involved and very much aware that the problem still exists there. It's increasing, if anything, you know? There's a lot of people living in the contaminated area there who have no way out. And it's their daily lives are taken up with, trying to survive. You know, they're poor, they're in poverty, and the air that they breathe in is contaminated.
Yeah, and people have actually gone back to live there, haven't they? In the region of where the accident happened. I mean, some of the elderly people, from what I can remember several years ago, looking at a documentary on television, some of them had decided to go back because they missed their home.
Well, it's their homes. A lot of these people were farmers, were ordinary people like everybody else. They wanted to go back to their home place. They were told to leave. They were given hours, to leave and to leave their families there. Some of them never seen their families again, and they were put in purpose-built flats, which were totally unsuitable. You can imagine farmers are used to kind of just, growing vegetables, cattle, sheep, anything they have, and they were told to live in flats and apartments. And, the whole thing was a disaster, really,
Yeah.
So they just wanted to go back maybe just to remember, where they came from,
They would have been close to the land, so to speak, really.
It would have been a huge wrench
for them to have to go and live in an apartment block or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You can imagine it. What would they do? I mean, they were used to working the land, then to live in an apartment block. And also they were kind of shunned then when they were moved to there because people kind of saw them as contaminated people and, will they contact radioactive, will they contact stuff off them? And it was awful, it was terrible for these people,
Yeah. I believe that A.D. Roach will be there on the day for the tree planting ceremony.
She'll definitely will be here for the tree planting ceremony. I'm thrilled to have her on board to come along on the day. I mean, it was wonderful to get her to come. She's a very, very busy person, so I was thrilled that she would actually come, along.
Yeah. Just tell me a little bit about the charity, Vanessa.
Well, the charity was set up in 91 by A.D. herself when she received a call from Belarus to help the kids and get them out. And from there on, there's been 90 million in aid, built up over the years,
Yeah.
And what we do is we take in kids for 4 weeks. We host them here for 4 weeks from Belarus. And we take them into our homes and we, give them healthy food, fresh air. And after the 4 weeks, then they go back. And the difference in the children when they go back is unreal. If you were to see a photograph of the children when they arrived that morning and a photograph on the day to go back, it would be, there's absolutely no comparison.
It's a great respite for them, isn't it?
It was respite and recuperation is what we give them. And, they're so happy to be here and they're so happy then. They want to go home and tell their parents about the time they spent here, And the generosity of the Irish people is unreal. And that's why I want to appeal to the Northside Northside people, because we are a group in on the Northside, and
yeah.
The people have been so good over the years. We've raised up in the 3 years that we're started, we've raised 60,000 up to 60,000 euro, and that's all from the Northside people and from family and friends, And with that money, we've taken in all the children, as I've spoken to already, and we've also bought a medical vehicle worth 15,000, and we've donated 5,000 to a baby hospice, and we've also given 2,000 to a nursery program in the Vesanova orphanage out there. So it's you know, it's very, very positive, the work we do. I couldn't appeal to the people, if you could just, you know, help in some way. They can donate. I have a website there.
Yeah, you can give it out, yeah.
It's Crandarriga Joe. That's the name of the fundraiser that I'm holding in work. And I'll have to spell it because it's in Irish. And you know the way some people have a different way of spelling. And it's Crandarriga Joe. And if you get on that website, it's all about our fundraiser, planting the 25 trees. And they can donate anything from €2 up. Jesus, I'd be happy if everybody donated just €2.
Yeah.
It'd be fine with me. I have no problem. The little, I don't care how much or how little they donate. It's all wonderful. And it'll go to a great cause. And they're a great group that I'm part of in the North Dublin Outreach Group, you know.
Yeah. Vanessa, are you having a fundraising day, like a collection day or anything like that for the project? Is there anything like that on the cards?
There will be different collections around. We're doing different days, all right. It'll be all on that site. If people want to get onto the Facebook site, the North Dublin CCI, they can find loads of information about different things that are going on, you know what I mean, around the North Dublin if they want, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I just noticed here too in the paper, Vanessa, that in the 20 years since the establishment of the A.D. Roach Chernobyl International Aid, 21,000 children have been provided with recuperative aid. That's a huge amount of children has been helped.
Yeah.
And 90 million has also been delivered to areas stricken by radiation in Belarus and the Ukraine, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's all helped. I mean, you can imagine the good that that's doing out there. You know what I mean? You know, these people are only ordinary people. They're ordinary people like most of the people are probably listening to this radio station, you know?
Yeah.
They're ordinary people trying to live ordinary lives. And, you know, they don't even have the air they're breathing in to be pure. It's completely contaminated. And, like, we don't know what's going to happen to these kids. Most of these kids are going to have thyroid problems by the time they get older, in the later teenage years. It's increased by 200%. You don't know. Kids are going to be affected by this, you know?
Yeah, is that Sorry, Vanessa, for cutting across. Is that the main ailment that children suffer from? Is it the thyroid?
Then there's Chernobyl heart. There's different ailments, all different types of ailments out there. You'll see them in the different orphanages. A lot of the kids end up in orphanages out there, you know, with these different ailments, you know.
Yeah, I'm wondering, is there follow through, Vanessa? Like we said, it's 20 years since the accident. It's 25 years since the accident. A lot of the children who would have been affected then are adults now. I wonder, are there any statistics on how they've progressed or how the illnesses have affected them in the 25 years?
I haven't got them facts and figures here to tell you that, but I do know that it has affected things. It will affect things ongoing. You only have to go out there and look into the hospitals and all the different operations that are taking place. It would never have been taking place if it wasn't for that disaster that happened in 1986, you know.
Yeah.
They're living with this. Their health, their immune systems are completely lower than what we would have in our, you know.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And it has definitely made a negative impact on the children, particularly because their metabolisms are so active. It has made their lives, and their lives will be impossible, you know what I mean, as they get older, to deal with. And they need our help big time, you know. And it's forgotten about it because it's 25 years. But, like, and I know a lot of people, you know, in Ireland today are suffering from the recession and all that, but their recession is nothing like what we have. They're living every single day, breathing in air that's totally contaminated.
Yeah.
And,
I'm just wondering, I'm just throwing this question at you. Do we know whether the Chernobyl site has been made anyway relatively safe? I know that they pumped a lot of sand and stuff into it years and years ago to try and stop the radiation from leaking out to the extent it did. But do we know anything about it?
They've put a sarcophagus thing over
that's
it.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, they tried to build this over it to try and stop the leak. But, you know, resources and money and all this kind of thing, it hasn't been complete. And don't forget, only 3% of the radioactive material escaped. There's still 97% still existing there, waiting, you know?
Yeah.
And if that's not sorted out, it won't be just the Belarusian people who will be affected. It will be the rest of us. We'll all get affected by that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very, very important that this is finished and completed, because if it's not, we don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yes. Like you said earlier, with the recession we're experiencing, we think we're bad, but the people in that region are...
Well, at least we were breathing in the... We can go out into the fresh air and our kids can run around our gardens and out in our parks and know that at least they're breathing, the air is free, you know what I mean? They don't have that.
Yeah.
They don't have that luxury, you know?
That's right. Well... My God, every child in the world.
I know, it's all doom and gloom, but at the same time, it's a very positive thing we're doing, you know.
It is, of course, Vanessa. Listen, and the tree planting ceremony takes place on the 30th of November at the Black...
At the Back Western campus. The trees have all been sponsored by people who work out here and also family and friends. And it's been organised by the staff of the Seed Testing Laboratory. They're a wonderful bunch, you know.
Yeah, you're listening. You're doing
all voluntary time.
Doing great work, Vanessa. Keep it up.
Thanks very much, Pat.
We'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much for taking the call.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And there we had Vanessa Kennerney of the Chernobyl North Dublin Outreach Group.